As we look at the source of this life, we know that this is speaking of the divine nature of the Lord Jesus. And of course, it follows that great statement that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That He is eternal, infinite God. And out of His infinite nature, there is life, life abundant. And there comes all life. Every sort of life comes to us. Because as we see in this passage, He's the Creator. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church. And day by day, Monday to Friday, here we bring you the message of the gospel from the pulpit of our church here in Cloverdale, the Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale, British Columbia. We are thankful for the opportunity to send the message of the gospel forth by radio here in this area and across Canada. We also have a station in Liberia. The Free Presbyterian Church has its own radio station that runs 24/7. And any programs that we air locally are aired in Liberia as well. I trust the message today in John's Gospel will be a word of life to your own soul. Now, John 1 and verse 4 is the text that says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Now, where does life come from? Well, we are the product, of course, of our parents. The whole genetic formula of Y chromosomes, X chromosomes from our parents. But who were the first parents, and who created them? Where did this order of the DNA that every cell in our body is masterfully engineered? Where does life come from? Well, we're learning today that Jesus was the Creator with the Father and with the Holy Spirit, and our life comes from Him. We take delight today in opening the book and opening the microphone to let the Bible speak on Jesus, the life, who is the light of men. Let's unite in prayer. Father, thank you for the privilege of worship, that we, those sinners, are washed in the blood, accepted in the Beloved, and therefore you accept our worship, our praises, and our meditations. We pray that we will truly think God's thoughts after Him in our preaching today, and that we will hear Thy voice. Bless us around this table as we remember Calvary. O Lord, show us Your wounds, Your blood. Show us Your mighty love, and bless us. Give help, Lord. Send the Holy Spirit. Pour out Your power in the preaching of Your Word now, in the Savior's precious name. Amen. For this communion service, we have just two symbols, both ordained by the Lord: the bread and the cup representing the blood of Jesus. Both of these symbols represent the life-giving grace of the Savior. Bread means life. No bread, you don't live. The blood speaks of the life that was poured out from the very veins, the very nature, and the supernatural person of the Lord Jesus. In John 1, verse 4, it tells us, "In Him was life." and the life was the light of men. This is one of the profoundest statements that we could ponder. In him was life. In the Lord Jesus already existed life, all kinds of life. That life is likened to the sunshine that shines and gives life to everything we know here in the world. Nothing grows without light and heat. This world would be frozen, absolutely frozen, if the rays of the sun did not reach this planet. And if the life that is in the Lord Jesus does not reach into your life and into your heart, you're dead. You're dead in sins. You have no spiritual life within you. I want to move quickly to three solid points on this. There is the source of this life. There are the recipients of this life. It says it's the light of men. And then we're going to look at the bestowal, or the manner in which this life is transmitted to you and to me. As we look at the source of this life, we know that this is speaking of the divine nature of the Lord Jesus. And of course, it follows that great statement that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That he is eternal, infinite God. And out of his infinite nature, there is life, life abundant. And there comes all life. Every sort of life comes to us. Because as we see in this passage, he's the creator. Now, I'm passing that and hope to come back to it later, maybe in a few weeks' time. But because of our communion table, I want to take up this theme of Jesus as the life. And he is the life of every simple, single thing in this world. 20 times in John's Gospel, we read eternal life. Matthew records it 4 times, Mark 4 times, and Luke also has 4 records of eternal life. But John has 20 references to eternal life, and this is his emphasis. And we're told in chapter 3:15 that he that believeth on the Son shall have everlasting life. Now, need I say that eternal and everlasting are exactly the same in our Bible? Now, they're translated either way, eternal or everlasting, but the Greek word is aionios, and they have the same import, the same infinite value and reference. Now, God himself is eternal. Jesus is God, and the life that comes from him is totally inexhaustive. Paul, speaking in Acts 17, said, "In him we live and move and have our being." You breathe every moment because the Lord gives you that breath. Every cell in our body, which is created by the life giver, the Lord Jesus, enables us to function as we live in this world. The oxygen in the air, the very environment that we live in, comes from that source, because Jesus is the creator. He is the source of all life. Now, when we move to the spiritual realm, which we certainly want to do here today, the life that we need as sinners must come from the Lord Jesus. He is the only giver. You know that text, John 14:6, that text that every Christian should know. Jesus said, "I am the way,
the truth, and the life. And of course, he was speaking in that chapter about heaven. He was telling the disciples how to know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the source of this life. We now look at the recipients. Who is it that receives this life? Well, let's go back to our verse here. And it says here in verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so there is in this the life-giving grace of God to all men. Now, I'm going to take this in a wide scope because it's true in two senses. Our physical life comes from the Lord. He's the creator. He has given us all of this life. And every animal, vegetative life around us is created by the power of this life giver. But then there's also the human race. All men receive this light, this life of the Lord Jesus. And it says here, in him was life, the life was the light of men. And every single person born into this world enjoys the physical life, but also enjoys something of the revelation of the life of God in Christ. Now, you might wonder, how could someone in a lonely, distant location who's never had a Bible, never heard the gospel, could have the light of Christ? Well, the Bible tells us that we are made in his image. And being made in his image, there is in the heart of every single human being the knowledge of God. There is the conscience that continually speaks of God. And I know in secular terms it is referred to as a higher power. And around the world there is the recognition of a higher power, the recognition of what the world might call a force at work. Some people call it karma, that there is a force at work that is either going to help you or hinder you. All men are worshipers. All men worship something. And while some worship stones and trees and worship the earth, there is in the heart of man the knowledge that there is a greater power at work in the world. Now, that does not mean that all men are saved. All men have some spark of good within them that God will recognize and accept. Though the Bible says that we all need the gospel. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. And if they hear not the gospel, they cannot be saved. Now, this is well defined for us. Because if you go down to let me deal with verse 5 firstly. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And that's the natural sinful state of man. This light is shining all around, but our spiritual eyes are put out. And without the new birth, without spiritual eyesight, the light is not comprehended. It is not taken in. Because in the heart of man there is that rebellion, that stubbornness, resistance of God. And there is a spiritual blindness. That's why you need to be converted. That's why you need to be born again. And we'll come to that in John 3. Jesus said it over and over, ye must be born again. That which is flesh is flesh. And if you are not a Christian today, if you have not asked the Lord into your heart, you do not have the life that you need to be saved. All this light is shining. All the glory of Christ is true. But you live in darkness, in blindness. And so you need to trust the Lord Jesus to be saved. Now, when you move to verse 6, you will see those who believe are the recipients. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. Now, that light is an uppercase L, that is Christ. John the Baptist came to bear witness of Jesus the light, that all men through him might believe. And here is this emphasis again, the absolute requirement to believe, to lay hold on the Lord Jesus, to call on him to be your Lord and your Savior. And unless you do so call on him, you cannot be saved. And that is the reference here to the recipients, those who call on the Lord Jesus. Now Jesus said, I am the light of the world. You'll find that in John 8:12. That again will be a future wonderful study. I am the light of the world. And again I repeat, just as the sun shines and gives light to this cold earth, giving growth and warmth and life to every cell in the world, the Lord Jesus is the life of our souls. And the moment that we believe on him, that we lay hold upon him, the life of Christ comes into our lives. Now that's my sermon today. That's where I want to begin. How is this life bestowed? How does it come from Jesus, the Son of God, who is now seated at the throne of glory at God's right hand? How does that life that is in Jesus come down into your soul, into your heart, to make you a Christian, that you have eternal life within you and you are sure of heaven? We're looking then at the bestowment of this life. Jesus bestows life, we have learned, by creation. He bestowed life by his ministry. There were the words of power. And when Jesus spoke, the command of blessing was given. There was regenerating power in his words. There were those who came to Jesus and said, come and speak to me. No, he just spoke the word. And the moment Jesus spoke, the miracle happened. There was the nobleman's son, and how that son was raised from the dead just by the speaking word of the Lord Jesus. So we've looked at his creation, his ministry, his miracles, and now we come to the atonement. And this is where I want to get to, because we have this cup and bread before us that are symbols of the death of the Lord Jesus and the shedding of his blood. And here we come to a very clear Bible principle. The life is in the blood. I want to take you in your Bible to Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11. Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11. And here is a very clear statement, and I would ask you to memorize this verse, mark it in your Bible, keep this as a solid Bible doctrine. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your souls. And here is a biblical doctrine and principle. It is life for life. In the Old Testament and the animal sacrifices, the animal died. Its blood was shed. And the blood spoke of the death of the animal, the life drained out of the sacrifice. And that life was then in the place of the guilty sinner. Our Lord Jesus is our sacrifice. And there on the cross, when our Savior died, when the blood poured from his body, he was pouring out his life for us. Paul said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then in John 10, verse 11, something I preached on here just recently, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, and his life is poured out. Now, when the Lord Jesus took our place as our Savior, he died firstly as a sacrifice. The principle of a life for life. In the sacrificial system of worship, the guilty sinner was already condemned to die. The death sentence is upon the guilty one. And that's us. That's our state by nature. But in atonement, in the work of the cross, the Lord Jesus voluntarily died on that tree that he would pour out his life to give you life, that the death sentence may be removed from you as he took death and was buried under the sentence of death for a time. All of that was included in Jesus pouring out his life. And so you can see that he died as our sacrifice and as our substitute in our place. His life for our life.
O God of might and power, the living Prince of Peace, we bow before your presence, give homage at your feet. Redeemed on Calvary's tree, Lord, keep us in your image till our Jesus we shall see. Only fear the Lord and serve him with all of your heart. Only fear the Lord and serve him. Consider how great things he has done for you. Only fear the Lord and serve him with all of your heart. So be faithful in your service. We need men of God this hour, while Satan like a lion roams seeking to devour. Serve without hypocrisy, no selfish gain in mind. Our treasure lies before us, what glory we shall find. Only fear the Lord and serve him with all of your heart. Only fear the Lord and serve him with all of your heart. For consider how great things he has done for you. Only fear the Lord and serve him with all of your heart. Oh,
Here you have it, another message from John's Gospel, chapter 1, this time verse 4. In him, in the Lord Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. In our message, we ask the question, how does that life of Jesus come into our souls? Well, it's by the same means that he spoke the world into existence. The Lord speaks the word, and we get a new heart. We get a new nature. His word has regenerating power. And just as he was able to raise the dead to life, as he was able to speak the word, and the sick were healed, the blind were made to see, the Lord speaks the word, and he commands salvation in our souls. And that behoves us to go to him, to plead for the salvation that we so desperately need by calling on the name of the Lord. And if you're not a Christian, if you're not born again, if you're not saved, or you're not sure of salvation, well, I trust that you will go to the Bible, read this John's Gospel, let that word sink into your heart, and then cry out, call on the Lord, and he will save your soul. Just put your finger on the verse on the Bible, pray over that verse, and pray for the Lord to come into your heart, into your soul, and give you the life that he promises. If I can be of personal help, make sure you give me a call. I do want to hear from you. The phone number is 604-576-1091. And as I mentioned earlier, our broadcasts get aired in Liberia, and I want to say hi to our Liberia listeners. Thank you for listening in each day. I trust that these programs are a help. I would love to hear from you also. You can call me or send me an email. And all those details are on our website at www.ltbs.ca. These announcements are coming up. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gallagher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m., for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.